You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
What's happening? What's happening? Just keeping it real. Just keeping it real. Topic, dating and relationships, 2018. We got this guy right here, Chris Huntley, married man. Happily married, man. We got Reagan on the show, ready to share her wit, knowledge, and wisdom. Let's go. So, tell us your experience. What's new with dating relationship?
You want me to start it off?
Okay. Yeah.
So, what is my thoughts are like? What does dating look like in 2018? Like, is it strictly apps? Like, how do people meet people in 2018? Maybe you could share your story of how you met your wife.
Yeah, I'll go share my story, but like I'm the wrong person to ask this question. I've been married for 7 years now.
Okay.
So I would say I don't really know, but this is how I met my wife since high school.
Yeah, just share the question. Oh, yeah. Wrong question. Just share it, man.
No, all right. So we met in high school.
Uh-huh.
We started dating, I think, my sophomore year of college. And then we got engaged like right when we graduated from school. Okay. So it's just like a friend from high school that I just always met, kind of always liked the way she looked, and just kind of finally when we got into college, we hung out a couple of times, and it was like, all right, you know, kind of feeling you. And then we just kind of took from there. And then the story was written after that. So our story is a little different, like I said, because I've known her for so long.
But, I mean, you got friends that are single, right?
I mean, you're single. We're not friends, but.
Oh. How you know I'm single? I
thought your status changed on Facebook, Mello. What's going on for real?
See, that's a long
story. See, he's
not
claiming women. He's not being honest. There's probably somebody in your DMs right now mad.
No, that's not true. No, but like I would say social media has a huge impact when it comes to dating and relationships, for real. Like, I think it has a negative impact, to be honest. What do you think?
Before that, I have a question for you, Mello. Have you ever slid in those DMs?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Have you slid in the DMs?
Have I slid in the DMs? That is a good question. That is a very good question. I would say, you know what? I'm not ashamed. Yes, yes, I went in the DMs, you know. You know, I definitely went in the DM a couple of times, not many, many times. But you know what? What's wrong with a person going in the DM? Even though I prefer to meet a person in person,
yeah.
You know. But talk.
So what did you say?
What did I say?
I'm just curious. What did you say? How did you decide whose DM to slide into? Were you just scrolling one night, like 12 a.m., bored, you go through Instagram?
Oh, my God.
I'm just asking.
Sometimes it may be like, okay, before it was like I'll be scrolling, but now if I go in DM, which I hardly do and I really don't, I'll look at like what the person's about or what they share and things like that. I'm like, huh, you know, well, this person intrigues me or something like that.
I call it BS.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
You're not doing all that. You're strictly going off of like, oh, I like the way she looks. Let me DM her.
Think that? I think that's a negative thing. You can't objectify a woman's body like that. Like, seriously. That's wrong.
I'm just saying, like, you're not taking that much time to look all through her pictures to, because first of all, it's Instagram. So it's only the highlights of her life anyways, like most people. So you can't really pick up that much off of a person, in my opinion. So you're strictly going off, just like every other person, how she looks. Unless you knew her beforehand.
Well, no, because like, okay, look at it like this. You may be into like sports, just giving an example. And she may share sports things. I'm like, okay, first, I think with guys, it's looks first.
Right. I've heard that, yeah.
Of course.
But, oh, wow. Okay, she may be into the Lakers or she may be into the Patriots. Or like, oh, wait a minute. You know, I like to cook and she likes to cook. Hey, you know, there's a common interest when you see some of those things, though. And I say that's what can attract you. Yeah, looks do play a part. You'd be like, okay, yeah, dang, she's fine. Yeah, you know, or hey, she's cute or she's very attractive. She's beautiful. But you'd be like, okay, I like what she's posting. I like what she's what she's sharing, I like those things. I think that makes a huge difference for sure when you're looking at a person. But it couldn't just be looks, because I don't even follow any of those, what do you call it, Instagram models. Y'all just pause. Like I just,
Are you sure? I'm sure.
Like, I don't have one Instagram model I'm following.
But you're not following them. What is that? Like, okay, so who cares? You're not following them because you don't know them. You're not, like, going to DM them. They don't have time for you.
Oh, I don't have time for them.
No, they don't have time for you. So you saying you don't follow them, like, what does that prove?
It proves that I don't have time for them. Okay. It proves that they're not on my target. They're not on my level. See, you got to look at it differently. All right. You know, you're just a hater.
No, man. I mean, I respect the confidence. I respect the confidence.
You respect
I mean,
the confidence. Yeah. You a hater. You a hater. It's cool, though.
Milo's looking for a woman with some substance, right?
You know, that's what it's all about, you know, substance and things like that, you know. But I feel like social media brings, like, a lot of fakeness, you know.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, I feel like, you know, like some people, some girls may be looking, oh, how many followers he has, you know, and stuff like that. I'm like, what does that matter, you know? What do you think, Reagan?
I mean, I'm not really into the social media for dating anyway. Like, that's just not my vibe. But, I mean, I don't really go on there for that, you know, like, to meet somebody intentionally. Like, that's not my goal. But, I mean, I guess some women are looking at how many followers that person might have or...
Exactly. Thank you.
Or maybe it's, like... What kind of car he drive, like where does he go, you know, that type of thing, to see like maybe a status type of symbol. But I mean, I use it for like just keeping in touch with friends and, you know, that type of thing. I don't know. It just
depends. I just asked. Of course, I use it for keeping in touch with friends too. Mm-hmm. You know, we all use it. What I'm saying, you know, if someone tries to slide in, you know, you may entertain it. You know, why not? You know,
yeah,
you might be like, okay, let's see what this person is about, you know. But overall, there is something that you said, and it was like, okay, to look at the post of with the car, and I'm like a dude can like come over here and be like, post himself on a car that's not even his next to him,
right?
And be
Bow
like,
Bow Wow challenge,
yeah. Be like hashtag blessed,
right?
That's like grinding. Started from the bottom.
Now we here. I'm done.
I know.
That's true, though. You're right.
It's
I mean,
fake. It's,
you can
it's...
definitely put on for the gram, right?
But I feel like you can see through that. I feel like if you, like you said, scroll through their page enough, you can see through that, like all the BS. Like, I mean, there's only so many people that are, I mean, people are everybody, like you said, it's the highlights of their lives, but mm-hmm. there's only so many people that are fronting that hard, like standing by cars that aren't theirs and trying to act like it's theirs and stuff like that. Like, that's just bullshit. Like, I mean, that's just, like, I don't know how many people, how many dudes, at least I don't know any guys personally that do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. Okay. High and mighty.
I'm not saying it like that. I'm just saying, like,
okay.
Come on. There's not too many grown men out here who are really fronting that hard on, like, Instagram.
Like, for what, though? Like, what does that even prove?
I know a lot of people who front on Instagram. Like, a lot.
Okay. Give me an example. You have to say any names, but give me an example.
I give you
prefer
an
you to say names.
You know, sometimes they'll like take a picture of themselves next to a car and just, like I said, grinding. And like just like they do that on purpose to get a lot of likes, to get a lot of traction, and it just and it works. It works.
But you're saying they're trying to act like that's their car.
Yeah, they don't try to act like it's their, like, oh, life is changing. Oh, making moves.
You don't know nobody who's done that. Like a girl. You don't know anybody personally who's done that.
I'm telling you, you'll be surprised. See, you keep thinking about you.
That's true.
And then you got to think, like, dudes are slick.
That's lame. That's not
slick. It's lame.
It's super lame.
It is lame. But it works for them. So, like, whatever. And
I think it depends on the type of woman or type of person you're trying to attract or, you know, impress. So.
But think if you look, if people in Miami or places, they go over there, what they do, they rent, like, the nicest cars. Why? To what? Try to impress some of these types of women. So if they're doing this just in real life, imagine what they're doing on social media.
Yeah, that's true. No, that's true. Definitely in Miami. Yeah. Definitely in Miami.
That's what I'm saying for sure. And like, I had a question for you, Reagan, since you're,
okay.
you know, a beautiful woman or whatever. How would you feel if you were approached in the gym?
I would be open to it.
Oh, you'll be open to it.
Well, depending on the person.
Why depending on the person?
Well, I'm not a woman out here just trying to talk to anybody. Like, you have to be intentional. So, but I mean, I would consider it.
Okay. Okay.
Why do you ask this?
Because, okay, like, I saw this. There was this girl. She posted on social media. I thought it was interesting. She's like, I'm out here in the gym trying to work out, and these dudes keep trying to approach me. Oh, it's so annoying. And I'm like,
I mean, I get the point. Sometimes it'd be too much.
It
depends. It depends on the situation.
Oh, now you say it depends on the situation. Because yes. I asked a lot of girls, and they were like, I don't like being approached in the gym.
I mean, maybe after the workout.
Maybe after the workout. Let me tell you girls something. Don't knock your blessing, okay?
Oh, my God.
Here he go. When opportunity comes, you take it. Because you never know. Because half of these women are on Tinder waiting for an opportunity. And I'm like, it's right in front of you. Why? Why can't they just be happy?
I've heard a lot of girls say that, though. Like, I've heard a lot of females say, like, you see it on social media a lot, like, they don't want to be approached at the gym. I'm wondering, is it because they're sweaty? Maybe they feel like that's not the appearance that they want the guy to see them in? I don't know. I'm wondering, or they just, like, focus? Because a lot of people at the gym, like, when they work out, there's some people play, and some people are just, like, super serious. I watch guys at LA Fitness who sit around and, like, talk, like, the whole time I'm there. Like, everybody's sitting around the bench. I'm like, I'm the type of person, like, I joke and I play, but I still like to work out. So, but I don't care if, like, somebody, like, I've been in the gym with Mello. Like, we laugh, we joke and stuff like that, but we still get our workout in. So, I don't know if it's – I don't know why, but I've heard a lot of females say that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it definitely depends. I've had situations where I've been at the gym trying to work out and somebody made me feel uncomfortable and then I wanted to leave. You know what I mean? So I just think it depends on the approach and, like, is it in the middle of me running on the treadmill? Or, you know what I mean? Like, I can't even talk to you right now. Why are you trying to talk to me? That type of thing. But if it's, like, on my way in or on my way out, I'd be more like, oh, okay, willing to talk to somebody.
Let me ask you something, because you said something about – like, what did you say? Don't knock your blessings when it's coming.
Oh, my God. Here.
So the way you said that makes me feel like that you feel like when you approach a female, she should be grateful. That are you saying about you, Mello, in particular, or are you saying that just like guys?
Guys in general.
In general?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, guys in general. Of course, me. I mean, don't knock your blessings. Praise them.
Oh, my God.
What I'm saying, with like guys, like what I'm saying is just like, I feel like in society now, whether man or woman, everything has to be in control. You know, everyone wants it on their terms. And that's not how life works. It's not always in their terms. And I feel like social media has created it where you can make everything look like everything's in your terms. But that's not how it works.
So how does it work?
I feel like
Plato.
I appreciate the compliment, idiot.
I'm just saying, like, how does it work? Since you know.
What I'm saying is, this is how it works.
In your experiences, this is how it works.
This is what I believe. This is because I'm not perfect and I'm not all knowing.
You're definitely not perfect.
Okay, shut up. What I'm just saying is this, that pretty much that even though the opportunities, like, no one's in control. And, like, sometimes, like, an opportunity, a good opportunity to come when you're not even ready or when you're not looking for it or when you're not expecting it. So, like, you just be open. And I'm not talking about myself. I'm just saying in general. And I feel like that's one of the reasons why there's a lot of more people single and more people complaining. But, like, you know what? There's opportunities that come to you, but y'all just overlook it.
I don't agree.
What do you
mean,
think, Chris?
No, let her. Go ahead.
I mean, what do you mean? Just because somebody approaches me doesn't mean I want to talk to them. And I feel like you're saying if somebody comes up to you, you should be grateful. Like, no. I mean, I can discern if I want to talk to somebody or if I don't.
Okay.
But I think what you're saying is, like, it'd be the situations that you don't expect. Like, so maybe a friend of yours, like, approaches you type of thing and you kind of have them in the friend zone. Is that what you're saying?
It could be a random guy, too, though. Like, you just never know what a guy or what a girl is about. You just never know. And I say this in general. Like, what I'm saying is just like, man, guy might say, you may be in a bad mood. The guy may have approached you. I'm like, sometimes you just got to change your mood and be like, okay. Because I'm saying at the end of the day, I believe
that, you know, I'm for relationships and all that stuff, but I believe that, you know, women are more prone or designed to be in a relationship. But I believe the way that, you know, the society has changed is it's really hindering relationships, American society. It's really hindering. I feel like everything has to be on our terms. And why does it have to be like that? There's no compromise. There's no, what do you call it, adapting to situations. And I mean, adaption is part of humanity.
So are you talking about in the terms of dating?
Yeah, like in the, whether it be in the terms of dating or whether it be in the start, like people don't want to compromise. That's what I would definitely say. You know?
I don't know. I feel like I need an example.
Wait, wait. You said, wait, people shouldn't have to compromise. Wait, when you say compromise, are you like settling? I don't think people should have to settle.
I don't mean settling.
That's what it kind of sounds like.
I don't mean settling, because like a lot of people think compromising is settling. Not compromising is settling. What I mean is adapting. Like, okay, you like warm weather, but you're over here in the winter, managing in that winter or whatever, or you're enjoying that winter right now. I'm saying you should have a good attitude regardless.
I feel you, but I think when you're in a relationship, you don't want somebody like that feels like that they don't like. I know obviously you're not gonna like everything about your significant other, but you don't want to ever feel like somebody's like settling, like, oh, I really want this, but I'm with you because I'm just happy to have somebody. That's just, you know what I'm saying? Everybody can't be beggars and choosers, but I'm just saying.
I agree with that.
I mean, I think if you're an attractive male or female, especially if you're an attractive male, you're going to go out and get you the best looking female that you can get. That's just how males are. Females are maybe sometimes are a little like, because from what I hear, females don't, looks aren't the first thing they care about. Like, they may settle for a guy who's not as a quote-unquote attractive if his business is right. Like, if he has, I'm not saying he has to be rich, but just if he's financially secure, he's just a nice guy and stuff like that, they may settle for that nice house, things like that. Whereas a guy, he like, nah, I got to go get the baddest chick I can get. Like, I don't care what's going on.
Okay.
And that's just what a guy's going to do. But I don't think anybody should have to, like, settle. I think you need to find somebody who you feel is right for you. But I understand what you're saying. Like, sometimes there's females who are or males who are reaching because of like social media or because media, TV and all that, looking for something like, oh, I want this type of person. Like, no, just go find you somebody that's for you, somebody that's in your lane. Like, it just may not be in your life's cards to go find you a LeBron James or Kobe Bryant or whatever, somebody who's super rich, super fan, whatever. You just may have find you the guy down the street who could treat you like a queen, or same thing as the guy, find you the queen down the street that'll treat you like a king. So, and it's just important to find your person for you.
What do you think?
Well, I definitely agree. Like, you can't settle, you know. I feel like you have to find somebody who's on the same page that you are. So, whatever your morals or values are, you know, find somebody who aligns with those. I don't think it, I mean, I agree with you to some extent. It's not all about appearance for women. I mean, we're looking at like, are you financially stable? Are you accomplished? Like, do you have goals? Like, how well do you manage your money, or how well do you manage your household? You know, we're looking at other things than just, oh, he's fine or whatever, you know.
Okay.
Especially, like, you want to think about, like, starting a family if that's what you want to do. I mean, you're thinking about, is he a good father? Does he have values or morals? At least that's how I would, you know, kind of evaluate somebody. But I do have a question for you, Mello. So are you on apps, or, like, how do you meet people?
I'm not on apps.
Okay.
I'm not on apps. I will... You know, some people, like, I would say the best place to meet girls for me would be, like, at the library, at Starbucks, at little seminars, at different things like that. You know, a lot of guys may think, okay, the best place to meet a girl would be, at, like, I mean, they look at girls like at the bar, at clubs and things like that. But I disagree. You know, I believe more girls are on their guard. You know, I believe more girls are prone to reject you and they don't take you serious, you know. But I believe when you go into like places like a Starbucks, well, Starbucks, that's another conversation. But like, you know, a coffee shop, you know, like library, like a a networking event, you know, a seminar, things like that, you know, they're more prone to entertain you and hear what you have to say and things like that. But that's just what I believe, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think?
I mean, I feel like a lot of people meet people on apps now. Like, a couple of my friends met their husbands on some apps. So then I was like, well, shoot, maybe I need to get out on here on these apps. And I was like, quickly reminded, no, I do not.
Well, I don't see nothing wrong with the apps.
I mean, I think it's like every app has like a different type of vibe. Like, one of them is strictly for hooking up, one for, you
which
know.
Which one's for the hooking up?
I think
I'm just saying, which one's just
okay, so like Tinder.
Okay, Tinder. So Tinder's for hooking up.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, one of my friends met recently, like within this last month, met somebody from Tinder, went on a date, and now they're like dating. So, I mean,
okay.
I don't know. Maybe different people.
Okay, so what other apps is there?
I don't know. There's like a lot, you know, there's I think there's Bumble. Have you heard of that one where the women approach the men?
I did hear about that one. One of my female friends, two of my female friends, they're on Bumblebee and everything. I've heard about...
What do you mean the females approach the man?
Okay, so like, you know how Tinder, you swipe right or left? If you like somebody or if you don't like somebody, mm-hmm. if you guys match, the guys usually like can approach you, but the women can approach the men as well, like message them. But with Bumble, the women have to reach out to the men first.
Stupid.
Why do you think that's stupid?
I'm a traditionalist. I just think that as a female, I'm not saying that you can't go and talk to any guy, but I just mm-hmm. think as a female, I really think that a guy should be approaching you. I just really think that if he likes you and y'all are out somewhere, everybody knows, like, you guys look at each other, you have that look, which basically, come over and talk to me. If he doesn't come over and talk to you, I don't think you should mess with him. That's just seriously what I think. Like, if I have a daughter, like, my wife's pregnant right now, I would tell her that. Like, I'm not saying, like, me and my wife were friends first. So, if you're friends, it's totally different. But I'm just saying if it's a stranger, and I'm not saying it's like she's a hoe or something, she goes and talks to him at all. I'm just saying that I think personally you should let the guy come over and talk to you. Because I think that's another thing that's wrong with, like, our society. Just, like, everything is just turned around. Like, I've seen girls get on their knee and propose.
Oh, my God,
I'm like,
saw that, too.
This shit is just getting ridiculous. Like,
I think Mello would love a proposal, by the way.
I wouldn't like that. I promise you, I would, like, get a heart attack. Like, what's going on? What are you doing? Get up. Stop, please. I wouldn't know what to do with that. No. But, like, when you're talking about, like, I just don't think guys, like you're talking about, like guys should approach. I don't think guys approach anymore.
They don't. Because I don't know why.
Is it social media and apps now?
I think social media has messed up a lot of stuff. I think, like, I don't care. I'm going to say it. I think niggas think, like, our head is blown up. And we just think, like.
Really?
Yeah, I really do. I think guys just think, like, I don't know. I don't have to do this. Because you see what's prevalent on social media. You see these rappers, these athletes just basically being disrespectful, doing whatever they want. You know they got wives, and they didn't, not even trying to hide it anymore, and just doing whatever they want. And then the women keep coming back to them. So guys thinking like, well, if I got enough paper, if I look a certain way, I can do whatever I want. So it's just like, I really think it's a lot of like suckers out here, like just dudes who just out of pocket. And I really think as society, like women go as men treat them. So if girls are acting loose, the reason they're acting loose is because they're made to feel like guys like those type of girls. Like, haven't you heard the saying, like, hoes be winning? Like, girls say stuff like that. You never heard somebody say, like, hoes be winning?
Yeah, I've heard it.
It just seemed like a lot of, like, the wholesome, chill girls don't be put on the, they're not put on a pedestal.
They get overlooked.
Yeah, they get overlooked. But the girls, like,
this is that double standard.
Amber Rose?
The girls like Amber Rose. No, it is. I don't think guys act wild either.
Yeah, I mean, guys do whatever they want, and as soon as cheat on them, she a hoe. Like,
of course. I mean, because, like, guys are more sensitive about just, like, a guy can't handle if his girl cheats on him. Like, he just can't, because it's something about his male ego. It's just, like, he can't handle it. So, mm-hmm. obviously, that's other, like, more society stuff going on, too. But I'm just, girls like Amber Rose, Black China, like, I mean, these are attractive females, but I'm just like, come on, like, Ron has seen this chick with way too many dudes. Like, why is these same athletes, rappers, like, hanging out with these chicks?
But is it okay for a woman to be sexually, like, liberated?
Listen, if you're an adult, you can do whatever you want. But I think it's ridiculous when, like, if this is true, like, Black China may have another like she's pregnant again.
Oh, I don't know.
So like I've saw it on the internet, so maybe it's not true.
14-year-old, I heard about that.
No, he's not. I think he's 18.
The 18-year-old, oh, okay. The baby.
Far off. Okay. But I'm saying like that's 3 baby days. I think that's just I don't care if you're a guy too. I think that's a little ridiculous. Like, because first of all, if you have 3 kids by 3 different fathers, like I just feel like one of those kids, somebody's getting shortchanged. Because what's the chances that all 3 of those kids live in the same state as that dad? You know what I'm saying? So somebody is getting a short end of the stick where they're not having the proper time with their father. You know what I'm saying? And the same thing in the verse. If a guy has 3 and 4 baby mamas, like, that's ridiculous. Like, that's just me personally. That's how I feel. I just think, like, we're all adults. We all know how to use condoms. Like, just, you know what I'm saying? It's just for your kids' sake. It's harder. I don't care what anybody says. It's hard when you have multiple baby mamas, multiple baby daddies in a picture. It just makes stuff in the family tough.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Like, I agree with that. But I feel like there's so much emphasis put on women and what women are doing and how many people women are sleeping with. And it's not enough emphasis put on men. They can kind of do whatever they want, especially if they have money. That
this is true. All true.
You know, and women just kind of accept it because they're comfortable. But I mean, I guess it's a different it depends on the type of woman. Like, people have different motives and goals and. So maybe if that's what you're attracted to is money and that lifestyle, you'll be more willing to accept any type of treatment. So,
but at the end of the day, like, women really do like control it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Like, so if some of these females are just like, no, I'm not accepting that shit. Like, you can't do that.
Like, or like collectively.
Like, yeah, I'm just saying. Together. Like the R. Kelly and Jay-Z song, like Power to P-U-S-S-O-I, period. That's just what it is. Like, they control it. So if they put their foot down, it'd be a wrap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if they said they want an educated dude who treats them right, and be like, I'm not then putting it out.
Every nigga in the street
will start like, trying to go like, how do I get into school? What do I do? Exactly, I'm like, exactly. But that isn't happening.
No, he's right. If girls is like, it is nothing, and even like the educated, if girls was like, this is the type of guy like I like, I want educated, smart, I don't care if, yeah, you can have a little street about you, whatever, you know what I'm saying? This type of guy I would like. Then that would be the guy. You know what I'm saying? That's what the type of a guy to be held on the pedestal. But it seems like the I don't want to say street dudes, because obviously you can't help where you come from. You know what I'm saying? But it just seems like just like dudes, like rappers, a bunch of tattoos, a bunch of chains.
They're like, what do you call it? You know, like dangerous, something not conventional, like.
Yeah, but like, bad boy. I don't mind. Yeah. Like, if you like somebody who's like what I.
They like a little disrespect. I mean, it's the truth.
I don't know about disrespect.
I think they like their guy. I think they like their guy not to be a pushover, but I don't know about disrespect.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
Like, oh no, because it's like, well, the nice guy, he'll do everything right.
Oh, you can't be too nice.
You can't be too nice.
He boring. But the guy, like, you know, he like, man, he don't listen to me. He don't do what I want him to do. He don't do this. He don't do that. I love him, though. I love him. I don't know why, but I love him.
I think it's a thin line, though. I really think it's a thin line. I think I'm not disrespectful, but you just got to be, you can't be a pushover, and you just have to stand your ground a little bit. But you have to almost, like, you don't care a little bit. Like, if you walk in the club when I was single, or like when we was hanging out when we was younger,
oh, yeah.
When you walk in the club, so if you see a girl, you can't just be lying to her. You got to act like, all right, I saw you, but I don't really, I'm not tripping on you right now.
Like, no, I would be lying to her.
Yeah.
Okay, Melo, he's giving you game right now. You need to take some
But notes. I'm saying, you be lying to her, it's just not, because every dude already done be lying to her, and she's like, no, I'm tired of all these dudes being on my jock, stuff like that. You got to kind of act like, I see you, but I don't care about you right now. But when we walk out, oh, I'm getting your number, but I got to chill.
But I'd be lying, and I would still get her number, though. Yeah.
Oh, for real? All
right.
Sometimes I feel, okay, you know what I would think, though? You're right. Well, I think now in this, because a girl will come out, and it's just like sometimes they don't get approached. You're like, what's going on? Why am I getting, and they're cute, because a lot of guys be thinking, oh, she's cute. She probably has a boyfriend. Maybe your girlfriend. Yeah, you know? But like, at the end of it, but like, because of that, it brings more opportunity. The guy can just approach. But guys don't approach these days.
I really feel like they don't. I feel like it's all like social media sliding the DMs, messaging.
And if they approach, can I get your Instagram? Can I get your Snapchat?
Yeah, I've heard people. I've been out with like my brother, his friends, and stuff like that. And I've heard, I'm like, why am I getting your Instagram? Why don't I just get your phone number?
Yeah. Right.
But I've heard my niece, who's 16, I've heard her friend say that. And I think they may say that because it's like, well, let me give you my Snapchat because I don't technically want to give you my number yet. So let me just give you this social media handle so we can kind of talk on there first to get to know you. And then I'll like graduate you to my phone number. If you use it like that, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like if you personally, if I asked somebody's phone number and I was like, she tried to say that, I'm like, nah, I'm straight. Like, I'm good. I mean, I don't even want your phone number. Like, I don't want your Facebook, your Instagram, or whatever.
But I think the reason why guys don't approach as much is also because of social media. The stuff that some girls say on social media, oh, he's thirsty. You know, you heard that? Thirsty.
Yeah, for sure.
Thirsty. Yeah. Why he gotta be thirsty? I'm telling you. You know, I said this to him. I was like, you know what? I'm thirsty. Let me get your number. I don't care. You're like, whatever. I don't care.
That's fine.
Like, listen, whatever.
What did she say?
She gave me her number.
Did you go out with her, though?
Not yet.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, so this is recent.
This is recent. This is recent. You know, I like. Listen, I believe in no shame. You know, like because it's like I mean, this is just me personally. This is what I believe, though. But like at the end of the day, like I'm saying, overall, though, some dudes are like, you know, like they got a little like little ego, and they're like, man, and they don't want to look like the thirsty guy. You see, or a pair of girls be screenshotting. Look what this dude said over here. I'm like,
sometimes they be that. Doing too much.
Guys?
Yes.
Of course.
Really? What?
Okay. Doing
what's too much?
Much?
What's give us an example.
Okay,
too much.
So I was on this app, and this guy sent me a series of emojis. So, like, people don't even have to actually formulate sentences now. Like, people just do emojis now, and you expect, like, a response. Like, like for real. Let me see if I can find it. It was hilarious.
Oh my God.
I died. I was like, I actually cracked up because I couldn't believe it.
Oh my gosh.
Let me see if I can find it.
Oh.
And you know, just being like way too. I mean, I feel like there's levels of thirstiness, you know, like there's levels to it. Like, I feel like, oh, if you're like, oh, hey, how are you? Whatever. Just being like genuine is one thing. But if you like hit me up, like this one guy wrote me a poem. I'm like, okay, I know you repurposed that poem.
He wrote you a poem?
Yeah, it was too much. Oh, it was way gosh. Too much.
I actually kind of feel you. I feel what you're saying. I think
you get what I mean. Yeah.
I think when you first meet somebody, you can't be doing that much.
You can't do
like
that
writing
much.
A poem because listen, this is probably this is a bad take. Listening to somebody from because I'm married, but this is what I truly believe. I think you have to like kind of watch your expectations because if you come in with a poem and let's say you liked it.
Mm-hmm.
So then next time you're like, well, is he going to write me a song? And then,
right.
Like, it's just like,
so what's
okay,
next?
What's next? Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, I definitely think you need to be nice and respectful and things like that. But I do think a poem and some females are a little shy. I think that may be a little too aggressive at first. I think there's nothing wrong with you mentioning somebody, hello, I would like to take you to coffee or whatever, a date. But I think a poem is a bit much. Especially if you don't know that person at
right.
all.
Right. Like, you don't know anything about me. And then there'll
wait,
be some.
He didn't
know
you?
No. Oh. Just, like, message me, like, hey, beautiful. Da,
okay,
da,
no,
da.
No. He was doing
and just
do,
that's thirsty,
that's,
okay?
That's thirsty.
That's thirsty.
And then there'll be, like, the dudes who be like, hey, if you don't respond, they'll, like, cuss you out. That there's dudes
yeah,
like
that's,
that.
Yeah, that's messed up. Hold
Has
anybody ever brought you flowers on a first date?
No.
Didn't you say, Mel, did you tell me? I thought you told us a story about that, about somebody saying, like, they brought somebody flowers, and the girl was like, nah, that's too much.
Oh, I think
like,
that's sweet. That's thoughtful.
I swear I thought you told us that. In the group chat, I thought you told us that before. Are you okay?
I'm okay. It's all just feelings.
I'm telling you.
Like, flowers. Yeah.
That happened, right?
Yeah.
And the girl said he was too thirsty, right?
Yes, he was too thirsty. He was too nice.
He was too nice? Yeah, see. That's bullshit. That's nice.
Flowers. I mean, I think that's nice. I think that's thoughtful.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Okay, I found it.
All right, yeah, let me see the emojis that he said.
I unmatched him, so and then I deleted the app, so I don't have it, but I sent it to my friend. You got to look at this. It's at the top.
All right, let's see. I don't know what the hand is, though.
I think it's a wave.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi. All right, damn, that's pretty forward.
Right? Like, that's
to use
thirsty.
That emoji, to use that emoji.
The top right there.
What
I
app
sent
is
it
this?
To my friend. Tinder.
Oh, that's Tinder.
But I deleted it. It's like,
I thought Tinder,
too much,
was,
right?
I thought Tinder was just for hooking up.
I don't know. Like I said, I told you, some of my friends have met people on it and have, like, dated them and got married. And
I mean, when I first heard about, like, any, like, the when dating apps first came about, I don't know, what was the first one? Match, maybe? That was one of the bigger first
ones. There's, like,
ones.
Plenty Match. Of Fish or something.
Yeah, oh, but I'm talking about,
no,
like,
blackpeoplemeet.com.
Black people, black, yeah.
Or
so,
Black Planet.
Yeah, Black Planet wasn't necessarily a dating app, but that's all people used it for. But yeah. I'm talking about when people really went online, like, signed up, fill out the questionnaire to, like, meet somebody. When that first came around, maybe 2010, I don't know, something like that. I just know in college, I thought people were like losers that did that. But I just did. I was like, that's lame. Like, because I mean, this was even before Instagram, really, and before Twitter really popped off and stuff like that. So I just was
it's harder though now, Chris, though.
No. Now I think whatever you got to do. Me and my wife had a discussion all the time. If you don't meet somebody at school, like when you go to college or work, like, where do you meet them at? Or through a friend. Like, it is tough. And I empathize with, not guys as much, because I do feel like.
I say with girls.
I empathize with females because.
Guys is easier. I think
guys is easier because they go out there. They're on the hunt. If they really want to find somebody, they really can. Mm-hmm. But I just think females, a lot of times you're waiting to be approached by somebody. Where do you meet? You know this dude. You know, like, where do you meet him at? Do you go to, not the club. That's probably not a great place to meet somebody. You just don't know. The bar, maybe. I mean, it just depends. Maybe. You know what I'm saying? Like, church can be a good place. Like,
sometimes it can be a bad place.
No, that's what
not
I'm saying.
Not always.
That's what I'm saying. I don't really know. It's not like you can say, like, oh, let's do it. Because everybody obviously goes out Friday night, Saturday night. But how many of those people that met actually, you know, a relationship really comes from it? So I empathize with like, especially when we start getting up in our age. Like, I'm 30. Hello, Bellos. Who's 30? 30 or 31?
31.
So I know, especially in females, as they get older, I understand, like, there's a biological clock and all that if you want to have kids. So, I mean, I empathize with dudes. I'm just like, nah, if you want to meet somebody, you can meet somebody. You're just BSing around. Like, you still want to be in the streets. You're not really, like, trying to, like, find a girl.
Well, one thing about, like, the apps, too, is, like, you have to be cautious as a woman because you could be meeting with anybody. You can get catfished.
Yeah.
Yes,
I saw an article where somebody was, like, I think, or assaulted or like murdered from somebody she met up with. So it's like you have to be so cautious with those.
Don't you have to be cautious both ways? I mean dudes could get like hit for a lick too, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
They
set up too. You don't know who you meeting up with. Yeah. So I guess.
That's what I'm saying. The apps is crazy too. Because
she could look like she got like a body like a Coca-Cola body and a Coca-Cola bottle in like the app. You see her in person, like, she a McDonald's away from being like that. Like, what's good? What happened? Yeah, you changed.
Hey, that's
a first story, you know?
Posting those pictures from high school, huh?
And you know what? Like, I have, because, like, I used the app before and everything, and I've been there. And I'm like, wait a minute. Is that you? I'm like, what happened?
What picture did you use?
I used current pictures.
What did they say about you?
What do I say about me?
What do they say about you? Like,
I look better in person. Shut up. I look better in person. It's my personality. It's my personality.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I would definitely say. But me personally, though, I would say definitely would like when it comes to like apps, when it comes to online, I think it changes everything because it's like a buffet for both ways, you know? And I think women get approached more on the apps, but I don't think it's what they want. Some people, because it's like, some people want quality.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, to get in a relationship is harder for a woman. And I think it's easier for a guy to get in a relationship.
Yeah. I don't know if women get approached more, though. I think it depends on the dude.
Online dating?
Well, I guess, I was probably so, yeah.
She's the other one.
No, you're right. But I know girls being like certain guys, like going crazy over them, especially like celebs and all that type of stuff, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah. I mean, I think that's the reason why they created Bumble, because sometimes they be just doing too much. You get like 100 messages from all these dudes. And
I never
then,
thought about that, yeah.
And it's like so overwhelming and you're like, okay, well, I can't talk to everyone. That's so true. Like, we both like each other. We both think we're like each other's attractive. So I'm going to reach out to him and it's less work, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. That's true. That's true. I didn't think about that. About that aspect of it, too.
Yeah. But, I mean, you guys brought out good points. Appreciate this first show. Just keeping it real. Looking forward to the next show. You know, our hosts, Reagan, Christopher, and Mello. Looking forward to it. We'll talk to you guys later. All right. Peace.
We out.
We out.
Appreciate your time.